The Perpetual Search for Simplification, written by Z. Charnot, March 4, 2011. Sometimes we fail to recognize how extensively, how relentlessly, we seek to simplify. In one book, great virtue is attributed to the practice of breaking problems down into manageable parts. That reflects the pursuit of simplification. It finally reduces itself to a list of agendas. The structure and the function of the mind cannot be effectively constructed nor mapped with words. The tragedy of the present world situation can be attributed to the attempt to construct and to map reality using words. To construct and to map the reality using words automatically coarsens, dims, dulls, and confuses the mind. So much is ignored, rejected, deformed, and distorted by the use of words. The attempt at precision and high resolution is blunted, masked, disguised, and obscured by the use of words. Language is a medium for communication. We can diminish or eliminate duplication and replication of exploratory and experimental efforts. We can make records. We attempt to coordinate human behavior using language, using words. In order to make meaning transcultural, we use icons. We have regarded pictographic and logographic languages as primitive. It is alphabetic languages that are primitive. O represents the posture of the lips when pronouncing it. Other letters don't represent the posture of the lips when pronouncing them. There has been a migration of representational practices. We have strayed from best representation to efficient representation. Vowels are the continuous or potentially continuous sounds. Stop consonants are grouped into the articulating means. Musical notation is a better language. However, the notes of varying lengths upon a staff do not specify the instruments used to make the sound. Only the pitch and temporal factors are noted. We are cognitively impaired by our use of language and words. There is so much we can't think, so much we can't contain and convey in words or in language. The pattern of biological form is contained in a distilled and miniaturized form in DNA, deoxyribonucleic acid. This is a double helix with rungs of bases in pairs of four kinds, A, T, C, and Q. That medium suffices to encode the morphology and the physiology of a species. The cell contains the translating means. We need and we have a similar medium for the mind. Fields and forces. This is the flow of energy towards, to, into, within, and through substances and forms.